Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Training Simplified podcast. I'm Matt with Training Simplified, and this is...
I'm Sam with Training Simplified. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome back, everyone. I know people have just been just like dying to hear the next installment of the Training Simplified podcast in 2025. We're going strong in 2025. We're stoked about it. You're going to be hearing from us a lot, and we're excited to work with new partners and really be bringing you everything we can in the training world. Every partner that we work with, they're always constantly saying like, can you just like take this, like this big crazy thing that we have, and you can just like simplify it? And we're always like, yes, that's the thing.
Training Simplified. Yeah. People are starting to get it. They're like, I'm glad we found you, because that's the thing, is just make it simpler. Which is great.
Can we simplify this? Yes. That's the name of the game. And one thing that we often work with people, pretty much every partner that we work with, hospitality brands, retail brands, the consistent thing that people come and say that they need, and for their people development in the training world, is they want to redo or do for the very first time a really dynamic new hire orientation. So we want to kind of talk a little bit about that today, Sam. Let's just dive in. Tell us, what do you think makes a new hire orientation good to dynamic, bad to good to dynamic to great, whatever we want to call it?
All over the place. Well, and it, like, to start out with, one is just having an orientation. It's like, if you think about most of us, whether you're at restaurant, hotel, even manufacturing, if you're in a business where you're hiring a lot of people constantly, you're constantly bringing new people in the door. And those first few hours, that first day on the job, is pretty significant. And this orientation is supposed to be this moment where it's like, welcome to the company. Let's show you how we act, how we operate, and show you that you joined something special. And the companies that do it well put a lot of time, thought, and attention into those first few hours in that first day, realizing that when people show up, they're scared, they're nervous, they're excited, they don't know what to do. There's a lot of emotion that goes in there. So orientation is psychological for the new hire coming in, but it's also for the company setting the stage of like, we really need you to know what the expectations are from the gate. So the ones that do it well have an orientation. They welcome people. The ones that do it a little bit better really think about the psychology of people coming in, how scared, overwhelmed, nervous they are. And they take the time to say, let's calm down. There's no need to be nervous. Let's be really clear about what expectations are. But then there's ones that go even beyond that, that try to make it an experience and try to bring to life the special elements of the brand, to not just calm down somebody from feeling nervous or scared about their first day on the job, but they try to make them excited about coming in the next day and the next day and the next day. And if you focus on orientations, the ones that are great do that in their first day. They create an experience that gets people excited to come back in the next day. And you see a spectrum from nothing to that and everything in between.
Yeah. That's making somebody, the word that comes to my mind is inspiring, right?
Yeah.
It's like, like, what if a new hire orientation, what if a new hire was inspired? And I think that's kind of always like the dream of like, especially for a lot of the brands that we work with that are, you know, mission-driven, purpose-driven, that it's like, hey, somebody came here and they started a job, and maybe it's not their dream job. Maybe it's just a job. But what if they walked away from that first day kind of feeling a little bit inspired, feeling a little bit connected, feeling a little bit like, oh, I'm like, this is actually like something that I'm a part of, and I feel connected to this, and maybe even inspired that it could be something more for them.
Well, and the reality is too, that like, if we're being honest with ourselves, they probably applied for more jobs than just the one at your company. Right. And so while you hire them and you made the choice to say, that's the right person, I want them on my team, they also made a choice to say, that's the company, I want to go to that company. And you have a decision to make. Your first day, the orientation will reinforce to them that they made the right decision, or they're going to walk out going, I might have made a huge mistake. And the quality of your orientation dictates their answer in the first 8 hours at the company. They'll decide, did I make the right decision or have I made a huge mistake? This doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah. Have you ever had a bad new hire orientation personally?
Oh, you know, the bad ones are the ones that didn't exist. I've had in my career, I worked at a bank. Bank teller was one of my first jobs originally, and no orientation. You're just, and I was like a teenager dealing with people's money. And it was like minutes into the job, I'm handing out money. Like somebody's over my shoulder, but like I'm shuffling dollar bills and like handing them to another human. And I was like, I'm a child. I have no clue what's, no one should be trusting me to do this right now. And he was just thrown in and do it. But like, I don't know. I feel like those are the worst ones where it's like, there are no expect. I didn't know what was expected of me. I didn't know any, there was no manager sitting me down. We were like, welcome. We're so excited to have you. It was like, there's your keys. There's your drawer. Go over there. And Susie's going to tell you what to do. And like two seconds later, a customer's in front of you. Like to me, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you?
You know, I thought of one where I worked for this like kind of big landscaping company many, many, many years ago. And I like working outside and I like stuff like that. But I just remember showing up the first day and like they just kind of like someone like from like the front desk, like brought me into like a room. And there was just a bunch of guys like in a room, like in the, like the break room. And they just kind of waited for like the first like 10 minutes. And like, I just kind of sat down. Like nobody said anything to me. I just remember like this being like the most awkward. Oh. And like, I feel like somebody eventually came in and like whoever was going to tell me where to go that day. And, you know, they kind of put me with a team of people. And then I met people, but I had to like kind of introduce myself to people.
Yeah. And
yeah, I just remember that just being really awkward. And I actually really loved that job in the long run. It was fun. And like spend a summer like working with a bunch of guys outside and I liked it. But yeah, I just remember that first day just like kind of coming in and just being put in a room, like given no instructions and like, yeah, not being introduced to anybody and nothing personal and certainly nothing like connected to like why we were there or a purpose or anything. But yeah, anyways.
I think that's it. But it is like, it's funny to think about it because it is psychological. Like that those first few hours matter. They stick with like years later, you and I can remember really bad experiences. I can also remember really good ones where like I met at Chipotle when I started as an employee, I met Jack Hartung, who's now like president, chairman of the board, but then he was the CFO, met him day one. I was in orientation. I'll never sit down. I was like, this is the greatest company in the world. And I felt it like an hour into day one on the job in orientation. He was there. He was like the executive you bring in. And I was like, oh, this is the best. This is the great. Like, and to me, that's the difference. That's a company
that's dynamic.
7 years and grew with and like that. But that was the difference of like, you hear some of these stories and he was telling about the financial performance and why they do what they do. And I was like, I didn't know any of this. I thought it was a cool burrito company, but now I'm in, I'm all in whatever you need me to do.
That's awesome. What are some other elements? I know that like, again, this is something that we've been working on a lot and like constantly kind of evolving, like how to make an orientation dynamic in both the delivery, but in the content and in the experience. I don't know. What are some of those elements that you've seen that really add to it, make it dynamic?
Yeah.
Especially for like the large, for a landscaping company or a corporate employee on day one, it's a little different. We're talking about for a frontline employees that are at scale. Companies have a lot of frontline employees.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the first thing is it, especially in like a restaurant environment, you and I spend a lot of time in restaurant environments. The first thing is, it'll sound odd, but it's the location and it's setting aside a dedicated location inside the restaurant to sit down one-on-one and have a conversation. Because we all know restaurants are crazy. There's a lot going on in a restaurant. It's very noisy. It's chaotic. And if you don't know the flow of the restaurant, you're in the way and it's awkward. And so it's really hard to deliver an orientation when there's pots and pans flying by you and people cooking things and yelling things. Like that is not the environment to explain to somebody, welcome to the company. We're excited to have you here. So it starts with the environment. Get away, get to a corner of the dining room, or do it when it's not the rush. Do it on a quiet day of the week when it's slower, when you as a GM can focus your attention on that person. That's, to me, fundamentals baseline is starting there. But then it's like, well, what is the message you're delivering to somebody? You've got to deliver clear expectations. You've got to set the stage for like, this is what it takes to work here. And that's your time to do it. But to me, the ones that have done it best, and you've been a mastermind at capturing these stories, are when you can explain to them why this place is special and why we're going to ask you to do some crazy things. We're going to ask you to cook something a specific way. We're going to ask you to act a certain way. Here's why. Let me show you a video of our founder. Let me show you an executive talking about this. Let me talk to you about the history of the brand and the origins and why all of that matters, so that when I tell you, you've got to cook it that way, or you've got to say this thing this way, you understand why. The ones that do it great can make it really clear and compelling, the why. And you've done a bunch of those stories in the past to get at the, like, where did this come from? Why does any of this matter? And I feel like those are the things that start to make it special.
Yeah, I agree. That's like, that makes it feel next level. I feel like that achieves when you can tell a story like that and connect people emotionally to like kind of the larger picture on day one of working at a hospitality brand. Like, that's pretty rare. I mean, honestly, that's kind of like, that's not unheard of, but it's like, it's an outlier. Like, you experience, like, your first day at Chipotle, getting to meet and talk to the CFO, for somebody to watch even a video or hear a story from a manager and feel connected and feel inspired is not common. I know that, you know, one of the brands that we've been working with is this, upscale, Chinese food, Chinese restaurant that started, in China, started in Taiwan, and has come to America, and we're working with them now. And they just have this like rich dynamic heritage to their food. And like the food that they started making in the 1950s in Taiwan is still the same food that they're making today. And it's the same family that owns the business. And when I talked to the leaders of this company, when we were talking about telling their story and putting it into their new hire orientation, they wanted employees to walk away. They wanted these new hires that are, you know, are these kids in California or Seattle or, you know, New York, where they have locations. They want these young people who are starting to work there to feel inspired, to know like, oh, I'm a part of like a hair, something that has like depth to it. I'm now a part of something that has like, I'm a part of a cultural heritage. I'm a part of a family business, and they're trusting me to kind of be an arbiter of this culture and to represent this family to the world. And it's kind of a big deal. And so they got to hear that directly from the family, from the owners, and from the people who are kind of keeping this food culinary heritage alive. And we got to tell that story to employees in a new hire orientation in a dynamic, kind of like cinematic documentary style way. And I think that sets them apart from other employers, is to be able to craft that story to people on day one.
100%. And if you think about it, like, that's a family with like deep history, and they've been doing this for a long time. But I've got to believe, if I think about it, that like every restaurant started with somebody going, I'm going to make delicious food, or I'm going to create this experience. Nobody starts a restaurant to be like, I'm going to make really average food at a reasonable price and just pump people through the line and just make a super stale average experience. That's never anyone's dream.
Totally. So
somebody started this concept. Every single restaurant out there started with a concept of an experience. Hotels started with this idea of an experience where you're going to sleep here, and this is how you're going to feel when you stay here. And that's the thing that's like, if you're not telling that, then it's just a job. It's just an hour by hour list of to-dos. But when you realize that like you came to a restaurant that was founded based on the belief that food should taste this way, or people should feel or experience this thing, every new hire deserves to hear that story from the founder within the first few hours of starting, if not while you're recruiting them before they even get there.
I love that. And I agree. It's like, I think another good example, because not to only talk about people we've worked with, but it's what I know. you know, we worked with this franchise group that owns a bunch of Pizza Huts, right? And
yeah,
and that's sort of like maybe you would think, oh well, I mean, how can you inspire employees as a franchise owner, you know, if you weren't the founder of Pizza Hut, right? But they were still like the franchise owners were passionate about communicating to new employees like hey, you are actually part of like a business that has people who founded it, that have ambition, who have dreams to grow this business and maybe own other restaurants within our franchise group. You could become a district leader. You could move over here. You could move over there. There are lots of opportunities for you. We're passionate about building an excellent machine here to produce results, to produce an amazing experience for our guests. And now you get to be a part of that. And we were able to, you know, create collateral for them to communicate that message on day one. And they're seeing the results of that right now by implementing the new hire orientation that we helped them create. And I think that's a great example of like, you don't have to have this 100-year-old business with some like amazing family story. You just have to have some passion. And every single business owner has that and has the ability to communicate that. And the new hire orientation is without a doubt the place to communicate it.
That's exactly right. Like I happen to have it right in front of me because I was showing somebody earlier today, but like this is the Pizza Hut one that we made.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, here's the career path for somebody. And the idea, like, just like you said, was like, hey, you can start here. I don't know where I am on this guy. You start here, but like, this is where we want you to go. And on the back was like text for the manager delivering it of like, here's exactly what you need to do to get there along the way. And it's like somebody on day one is coming into a Pizza Hut and it's like, hey, we need you to just deliver pizzas. That's one experience. The other one could be today you're coming in to deliver pizzas. But if you do this, this, and this, this is what it looks like. This is the financial reward to get there. And it starts to paint this picture of possibility for new hires that they're walking in and maybe had never even dreamed about working there one day or running a location. And now they're going, well, I could do that. That sounds pretty good. I can do all of the things you're asking on this sheet of paper. Maybe I go for that. Maybe that's something that's part of my future. All of that happens within 3 hours of walking in the door on day one.
Yeah. And what I also love is that having a tool like that is what makes it scalable, right? Because you can.
Yeah, this is like a couple pieces of paper on like this little flip chart. Like it's like PowerPoint on a desk without a computer. Like here's the slide. Here's the notes. Like makes it nice and easy. Manager just like flips through the thing. There's something so elegant about like being a simple, easy to use, like throw it around. It's super durable. That like
I love that. Just I also love that. So it has – For people who, if people can tell, there was like notes for the manager on the back. So the manager flips it. Like Sam said, it's like a live PowerPoint. And then the manager has notes on the back. And then the employee, the new hire, sees kind of that image on the front. There's something about a physical collateral like that. Like I'm all, you know, my background's media and video. But like there's something extra special about having physical collateral that you're like interacting around, like booklets or a flip chart like that I don't know, it's kind of special. At least that's what I've seen.
Well, you know, like no surprise, the guy with like loads of vinyl records behind him loves physical stuff, but like I agree that like it's in the digital world. We've put these on iPads, we put the same presentation on an iPad, but it feels very different with like the awkwardness of holding up an iPad and sliding through. Like it just feels different sometimes, the right physical media to facilitate a dialogue. And when you get that right, it creates an engaging experience that we're both in on this conversation, like flipping a record, like putting, taking it out of the sleeve and you touch it and you feel it and you put the music on and the sound of the scratching, like it's an experience to interact with that media. The same, like something as simple as a flip chart like that or any other material just creates a very different experience. Like, we've done booklets before where people are like, yeah, you can have the like, here's your employee handbook, or you can have this like super sexy book that explains the history of the company that you literally take away with you and you get to go home with you and it feels like something special.
Yeah, it's kind of ceremonial. I always feel like I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We've talked enough about new hire orientation for today.
It's a lot about orientation.
But
It matters though. It matters so much doing it well. And there's a big difference between doing it and doing it really well.
You're right. And I we kind of started this by saying that like so many of our partners are looking for new hire orientations because, like you just said, because it matters. It's kind of like the make or break moment, right? Which is crazy because it's day one.
It is.
And it's a big deal.
It is. And on the last note for it, like to me, as somebody I've grown my 20 years, I've been in training and development. And early in my career, it's hard to figure out like, how do I connect with the founder or the CEO of the company or like the higher ups? Getting them to tell the story of why they do what they do, super easy way to connect with them. And like to me, when I've had those opportunities, I got to do it way back at Dish Network with the original founders. It showed me that like, oh, there's something special about getting that opportunity to create something with the senior leaders that gives you visibility in your career. Orientation's a pathway too for like what you're able to create and grow in your own career and who you get exposure to, the executives to interact with. Because they want to tell the story. They want to share with new people what makes them excited and how they feel about it. So it's also like a really huge opportunity for somebody in L&D to engage at an executive level with folks in the organization, which to me is like a side benefit of creating something really well. Is a little bit for you too at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's cool. Bonus. little bonus for the L&D professionals.
That's right. That's right.
Nice. Well, Sam, until next time.
Until next time, Matt.
See ya.